Good having you here. We have a cafe out just off the foyer there when you came in, and we have a visitor's lounge there. And if you're new here and you'd like to go in there afterwards, we'll shout you some supper and you can meet some nice friendly people there. This evening, just very briefly, I was involved in there was a service. We have a pizza church here at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and normally in the back hall here, and they have pizza for tea every week, you know. But it just started November, I think, last year, and early this evening, they baptized the first two people who've come to Jesus, and you know, about 100 people through there in the auditorium for it, and the whānau of one of the ladies getting baptized, and it was just so inspiring, and it was great to be there. Now, just a little word about Easter. We've got Easter, obviously, is, you know, one of the two great festivals in the Christian year. And Easter, I really like being here over Easter. We every year we have some very special services. Good Friday, we've got a communion service here at 10 o'clock. So if you're around, and we'd just encourage you to come 10 o'clock on Good Friday morning. And then Easter Sun, and then we've got hot cross buns for morning tea afterwards. And then Easter Sunday, we've got the two morning services, 9 and 11, with the party in between. And then next Sunday night, we're having a special Easter Sunday night celebration with some testimonies, and that should be really good. Now, a lot of us won't be here over Easter. A lot of the young people will be away at Easter camp, and the guy who's been organizing Easter camp is Age Palmer, and Age is going to come up here now, and we're going to find out about Easter camp.
Supposedly I know something about it, Murray.
Well, hopefully you know something about it, eh? Well, there's some people pleased to see you here, Age.
That's good, thank you.
Yes. So, Easter camp, what's it about?
Well, we have a large number of people coming together, gathering in one place, in various youth communities. They're part of youth communities. There's maybe 90 youth communities that are coming, and we have fun, lots of activities, sports, and we also hear some awesome messages from some really cool speakers, some of which go to this church. And just generally, it's a great time to bond, build relationships with young people and their leaders, and between youth groups as well. It's a fantastic event. It's interdenominational. We've got all sorts of church flavours coming, which is just a really fantastic sort of level playing field to be on, and seeing that the whole sort of the kingdom growing right on our doorstep as we see all those groups coming together and building relationships. It's just a really cool place to be. So,
this has got really huge, hasn't it? They tell me you've been a very busy boy the last few weeks.
I have been busy. I haven't had time to shave even, you know. So actually, this is for a competition we're running. If you actually can grow facial hair, we're running a Beards for Jesus competition at Easter camp. It's open to guys and girls, so whoever wants to enter, it's all good. Luke's doing it too. I know you don't think he is, but he actually is. Where is he? So, we've got, I won't say exactly, but around 3,500 people coming this year, so I am going over to the cook's house every night, giving them a massage over the next few days, just to keep them in line. So yeah, okay. It's big.
And I hear there's over 300 from here, from Spraydon.
There are over 300 coming from Spraydon, which is really cool.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's always a big thing for Spraydon, a big thing on the youth group calendar. Actually, speaking of the cooks, I was just saying before, Murray, I've got a couple of facts you might be interested in quickly about the food we eat at camp. This is always interesting. You're a big donut fan, obviously. Formula.
Do we need to hear all this?
Formula One and donuts, you know. Yeah. I just thought quickly, if you had one donut every day, taking 9 years to eat all the donuts we have at Easter camp, that's pretty good. A rugby team having one barbecue a week would take 3.5 years to eat all the sausages. A family of four would take 9 years to eat all the yogurt that we eat, having a pottle a day for lunch. There you go. So it's a big camp. Do you want to cook, Murray? No.
I've forgotten what the other question was I was going to ask you. Well, we really want to pray for all of you who are going. So I wonder if those of you who are going to be going next weekend, do you want to stand up? Or if you're a leader or you're helping with the organisation or whatever, do you want to stand? I would like to pray for you all. It's going to be lonely here next Sunday night, isn't it? That's great. We just want to pray that God will really put his hand on this. It'll be a tremendous time. So let's pray together. Lord, we just really want to come and bring this next weekend before you, Lord. We thank you for all those who are going, Lord, and we want to pray your blessing on this weekend together. We pray for Age, Lord, and for those who work with him in the office, for Kate and all the others who are working there. We pray for those who speak, for Ants and the others who speak. We pray for Paul and the musicians. We just want to pray for your hand to be on this whole time, Lord. And we just want to pray, Lord, for a lot of these young people who come to this camp. They will never have embarked on this journey of following you, Lord Jesus. And that's what we pray, that your Holy Spirit will be at work through this weekend. Come the other side of Easter, there may be many who've made the decision to become followers of Jesus, because we ask it in his mighty name. Amen. Bless you all. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Friday afternoon.